Welcome to a new episode of the Build and Battle podcast. This is your host, Freddy Guevara. Companies fail at selecting the right candidate for the job 82% of the time, Gallup research finds. That's why we think sometimes when we go to companies and see supervisors, managers with no talent managing even people. Now, here is the difference. Talent is about something inborn. It's a gift that comes with you. That's your talent. It's something gifted. Skill is an expertise, a skill you acquire by training, by learning. That is a skill. But what happens when companies promote people to management and leadership levels without talent but with skills? You can learn the skills to become a manager. You can learn the skills to become a leader. You can learn skills to become a basketball player, but it doesn't mean that you will be successful as a basketball player. The same applies to management and leadership in business. You can learn the skills to become a manager, but it doesn't guarantee that you will be successful as a manager or a leader. Because if you don't have what it takes, if you don't have that talent, your skill can help you, but you won't be successful as a manager. You won't be great. On the other hand, if you have the talent to become a great leader, a great manager, but if you don't develop that talent, if you don't maximize that talent, acquiring and learning the skills required to manage a business and to lead people, your talent will be wasted. Because when you learn the skills will expose your talent. The execution of those skills will expose how talented you are as a manager or as a leader. Applies in every field. But actually, I'm applying this because this is my field, business, management, and leadership. If you don't have the talent to become a manager or leader, you can learn the skills, you can learn the method, the framework, the models, the strategy. But when you apply, you won't be successful because you will reach a point that is your break point. In other words, talent and skills are important. Are important even in business. Even in business. That means the companies, when they fail to promote it because they promote anybody under different criteria because of the many years working for the company or because of the expertise, the experience in the technical field, whatever the criteria used, when companies promote people to management and leadership levels based only on the expertise, the number of years or the experience, and if you don't identify that person, that candidate has the talent to become a great manager, you will have a mediocre or bad manager running your company. And what is more, if you have different bad managers without talent managing your business, leading your people, your company won't be successful, will fall. According to Gallup, out of 10 people, one has the talent to become a great manager or great leader. Gallup promotes analytics, data analytics, to identify where the talent is in management or leadership. So the companies can recognize those talents, promote them, and give them skill so they can maximize and explode and optimize the talent. So that's the difference. I really argue that if you have the talent to become a good manager, to become a good leader, just learn the skills to be one and you will explode. You will be successful. You will maximize that talent. Your talent will be revealed, will be exposed with the application, implementation, and execution of those skills. Either way, you had to work smart, you had to work hard, but that's a fact. We cannot blind ourselves. There are people in management leadership levels that don't have the talent or don't have the skills. That's the worst thing. You don't have even the talent or you don't have the skills. That's the worst can happen in an organization. So let's find out the talented people we have in our organization so we can promote them as a manager and leaders. And we are going to provide them with the skills, the tools, the techniques, the most they need to maximize and to expose their talent to build great organizations and to lead great people. What do you think? Is management leadership a talent? Is talent required to become a manager, a leader, a successful one? You can be a manager, a leader, but you cannot be a successful one. So that's the difference. So let me know what you think about talent and skills. Please apply to business, specifically in management and leadership levels. Let me hear what you think. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, this episode. And I wish you all success. Have a great time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.